Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, 7:25 on a Monday, a victory red Monday once again. That's 9 straight. For your boys here that we call Fesco and Dusty, Derek Johnson joins us now, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, invested in you. Also brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. DJ, welcome to the show. I have to ask, have you ever blocked a field goal in your life?
I have, only in college. But
How'd it feel?
When you block a field goal, it means a lot. Everybody knows, you go through you try not to go through the motions when it comes to field goal block during practice, because it's the same thing. You have maybe a little tweak here or there to see, if you can get some pressure in there, but just blocking a field goal is just, it's not probable. It's just not going to, percentage wise, it's not going to happen much, but, it came at the right time yesterday.
So you would say it's kind of lucky to block a field goal?
Well, the word luck is, in football, that's no such thing. It's more about just when your preparation meets opportunity. That's what luck is in football. So we always want to, don't get me wrong, we call it maybe the ball bounces your way. But you could call it what you want to, but we got it yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt they got it yesterday. And a lot of it does go to Dave Tobe and Leo Chenal and recognizing that this guy couldn't stand upright, and so they were going to bull rush him and push him in the next week. But to have it all come together, too, I mean, how many plays and things do you guys design every week that if everybody doesn't do what they're supposed to do, the play just doesn't work, and everything just came together on that play,
Yeah, that's a great point.
Thank you.
There's a lot of coaching and a lot of strategic planning throughout the week that people do not see. Even players do not see. There's a lot of thought process that goes in every single play just to get the edge. And you just never know when that play is going to make the difference. And yesterday, Denver played good enough to win. They did play good enough to win, but we played better, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Derek Johnson with us here on 96.5 The Fan. That, for me, leaving Arrowhead yesterday, DJ, that was the best feeling I've ever had leaving a regular season game. What was the best regular season game you were part of? Like, maybe most memorable moment or biggest opportunity? However you want to phrase it, what was your best regular season game?
We had something kind of happen like that. We were playing against the Chargers. I don't know what year it was. It was in Andy Reid's era, I believe. But at the end of the game, Studebaker had jumped on a ball. It was
some
kind of fumble from the snap from Rivers, and I thought Rivers had it, and we came up with it. We needed it. It was just like, oh my goodness, what happened? This is when you have those. Like, football is a hard sport. Like, it's very hard, especially when you're trying to execute and do things at a high level. And when you get a break break maybe is not the right word, but when you get a something that really goes your way, man, it's just, it's a great feeling. So all those smiles, and shout out to Leo just for just being a guy that's just been working his tail off. I've been hearing a lot of things about him. He doesn't say much, but he's just a workaholic when it comes to the weight room, when it comes to, hey, coach wants me to play Sam backer. He wants me to play defensive end. He wants me to play linebacker in the middle of the field. It's just like, man, it's pretty cool when those guys get credit.
DJ, I'd like to know, because obviously in the film, how does that get broke down to the team when they go over that block play? Like, where do they give, you know, they zone in on that? What's kind of the reaction after the reaction of the game?
Oh, my goodness. What do you mean?
So when they go through the film and look at it, like, and they dissect it and they explain, because, you know, obviously, like, everybody's on a high after it happens. Like, oh, my gosh, it's great. But, like, how do they kind of, like, dissect that as a team, you know, after it's happened? Like, where does the credit go? Like, where do they give, like, you know, was it, a you know, this sort of thing? And then, like, what's kind of the nuggets of all that, like, getting broke down by the coaches?
Yeah. So, Leo's the guy, right? Leo's the hero at the end of the day, but there is a lot of detail work going around around him, meaning the push when it comes to the defensive line, when it comes to the end of the field goal block. Talking about like guys like Justin Reed coming off the edge. When you have good energy and you're working really hard, I'm talking about the guys around Leo, man, you'll be surprised how it connects the dots at where you say, man, if you really slow it down, you say, man, Leo wouldn't have made this if this guy didn't.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a great push right here. Our Reed didn't get off the edge really, really fast, and they were worried about him. So they had more emphasis and a focus on trying to hit the outside arm, and Leo's up in the middle. So I mean, it's definitely a team play or team victory, especially when somebody gets the credit in football. A lot of people are doing some good things around him, and I'm sure Leo will say that throughout the week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think everybody's going to give everybody credit, and rightfully so, because that was a game where the offense just couldn't get going yesterday because of the position of tackle and other tackle and third tackle. We're not real good yesterday, so the defense obviously balled out yesterday to help bail out the offense in a game where they just couldn't get their footing. How concerned are you right now about the tackles for this organization?
I am a little concerned, just because, you know, our guy is getting touched way too much, and part of it's the line, part of it, and part of it is Pat, I'm sure, at times, driving back too deep, and, you know, probably not dissecting the play as quickly as he usually does. But, you know, hats off to Denver. I mean, they did a good job. We haven't, you know, offensively, we haven't been killing it this year, but we've been, you know, pretty efficient and making plays when we need to. Yesterday, we were a couple plays short. We wasn't way off. We were a couple plays short, and we just kind of, I mean, it's 14-3. I mean, you know, and we still, if find a way to get back in the game. Defense plays lights out second half, and we find a way to get back on top. And Kelce doing what he does. I love when he has a bunch of catches. But yep. Kareem Hunt didn't have that many rushing yards. Wasn't that effective. But in the passing games, you go passing the ball. So, I mean, it's just – we just find a way to get it done. It was an ugly win. But, man, that W sure looks pretty.
What are you looking forward to this week coming up against the Bills?
Oh, man, this is playoff football. This is kind of giving them a taste of what's coming down the barrel. Obviously, we won't, you know, be in Buffalo during the playoffs, but being able to show them and get the confidence saying, hey, it comes through Kansas City and hopefully we can get a win there. That really hurts a team's confidence when you can go in there and beat them at their own house. It's going to be tough regardless. This is not a must win for us, but it's one of these games where you want to look good. You want to beat this team because we're going to see this team. So you don't want to go down here and lay an egg and which we won't. But you want to have a good showing because this game will be back at the end of the year.
And really for a perception standpoint, too, because as I've been saying for the last few weeks, the national media is just waiting for a loss so they can kick down the door like the Kool-Aid man and be like, I told you so, the Chiefs aren't that good. So if they go up to Buffalo and get this win and move to 10-0, I mean, how can anybody say anything negative about this organization right now?
Man, that's what I would think. I just think, you know, when you're winning like we are, you know, everybody's going to want to, you know, take a poke at the bear. Because we're not perfect. We do have some holes here and there in our team, but we're winning. We're finding ways to win. I mean, you know, when the offense isn't on, the defense is on. When the defense isn't on, the offense is more efficient than usual. Mm-hmm. Usual. And then, you know, when we need a play from the field goal block, we get one. Yep. So I mean, it's the ultimate team game. I love what we're putting out there. We have so much confidence to be 14-3 and still come back and do what we did. I'm not surprised, but I'm excited about where we at as an organization.
No doubt about it, DJ. Well, enjoy this one for about another 6 to 7 hours. You got to get gear up for Buffalo. We'll talk to you next Monday, and hopefully we're 10-0 and continuing to do this, my man.
No, yeah, take it easy.
You bet. Derek Johnson there, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union member owner, open to all, invested in you, and sheet metal workers, local number 2.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.